the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
All right, welcome back to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Time for us to take a look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from last night. Here's some girls basketball scores for you. Riverdale 79, Siegel 26. It was Smyrna defeating Laverne 66-17. Oakland bested Blackman on the road 51-38. It was Eagleville over Fayetteville City 69-48. And Huntland defeated Middle Tennessee Christian School 32-26. Livingston over Central Magnet 54-28. In boys last night, finals for you. Siegel 76, Riverdale 71. Laverne defeated Smyrna 56-49 last night. The Blackman Blaze get by the Oakland Patriots 48-36. It was Eagleville 68, Fayetteville City 60 in boys basketball play last night. Huntland 78, Middle Tennessee Christian School 64, and Livingston defeated Central Magnet by a final of 63-27. Coming up today, the Oakland Lady Patriots and Patriots host McGavick. It's at Oakland High School. We'll talk to Jennifer Grandstaff about that coming up here. Riverdale is taking on Norcross, Georgia, down in Atlanta as part of the Battle of the Southeast. So that's coming up here this afternoon. Don't forget, here in town, the James C. Hale Invitational at Middle Tennessee Christian School begins at Middle School League Championship Tournament, also starting up very, very soon as well. That's going to be held at Laverne Middle School, by the way. And let's see. I guess that's about all I have for you this morning. We're going to get Jennifer Grandstaff, if I can get her attention, come on over. And, well, hold on just a second. Jennifer? We'll see if we can't launch into that here in just a moment. Don't forget, we have the fifth annual MLK scholarship breakfast, lunch, and dinner coming up here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and that will be here at the Cedar Bucket coming up on Monday, and Monday the 16th. Breakfast is 7 until 11, with lunch from 11 until 3, and then dinner is at 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And cost is $10. Let's continue to help keep this legacy and dream alive. The MLK Scholarship, fifth annual MLK Scholarship breakfast, lunch, and dinner is coming up here on WGNS AM/FM. So we're going to get to Jennifer now. Folks, you may have heard John is not here this morning with us. He was here earlier, and want to send our best out to John's family. John was here just a few moments ago, but learned that his brother possibly had a heart attack this morning, his older brother. So just want to John Dinkins. Was here with us earlier. So strap that headset on. And so we want to send our best out to John and his brother, and keep him in your prayers. He's in critical condition here at the hospital locally. So that's why I'm here doing it all alone this morning, Jennifer Grandstaff. Sometimes you feel that way.
Yeah.
Great week.
I mean, it was a good week for Oakland.
This is, for the Lady Patriots, this may be the biggest week you've had in many, many years. I mean, defeating not only Siegel but Blackman in the same week.
Yeah, it did. You know, I had a friend of mine yell out the car window, "Boy, it's been a long time since we beat Siegel and Blackman in the same week." And you know, I never really stopped to think about it, but it has. It's probably been since about 2005 that we've been able to be successful against both those teams. So it's just a, you know, great for our kids to experience it. You know, good for Oakland High School.
Tom Crager, who was at the game last night, did send out something. I can't remember. It was sometime in January of 2007, which was the last time you had beaten Blackman. I think maybe that was in the paper this morning. All of that being said, you know, the turnaround, this has been a long time coming.
Sure.
For you. These kids may not realize what the ground has been.
I think the only one that really realizes is Monica Barrett. You know, she's been through those dry years. You know, and public high school athletics, I mean, you're going to have a, you're just going to have your runs. You know, you're going to have, you know, 3 or 4 years where you have a great run of talent, and you're going to have 3 or 4 years where your talent's really low and really dry. You know, I think we've experienced both. You know, we had those great years in 04, 05 where our talent was high. We had a lot of kids that advanced on to play college basketball, and then we hit a little spell. We had great kids in our program. We just weren't as talented athletically, not to say that they didn't give it everything that they had, but we were just a little handicapped in certain situations. And now we're, you know, back again where, you know, we do have a good run of talent. We have a good run of knowledge of the game, a commitment to the basketball game. And, you know, we got a lot of kids that are really dedicated and really their aspirations are to advance to the next level also. And so it puts you in a competitive position again.
What is it about teams who say, yeah, we've got to play that Jennifer Grandstaff team? I mean, what is it about you and, you know, you get all of the, you know, they're as well coached as you're going to see and this, that, and the other. Do you get that a lot?
No, I think I'm just starting to get a little crazy in my old age. So you don't know what to expect.
How long have you been at this?
Gosh, I don't even know. 20, 22 years, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, long time. No, I mean, our kids have responded well to me. You know, some kids respond to – I think I get pretty emotional with our kids and try to get them involved. And you know, and I think this group is the group that kind of feeds off emotion a lot. You know, they're an emotional group. When they're high, they're really high. When they're low, they're really low. So, you know, right now it's just worked out well for us. Our kids are real – they're emotional, but I think they see the big picture of it. You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, there's going to be a lot of highs and a lot of lows in our district. Let's try to be consistent, and if we do have a low, let's bounce back. And I think we responded to that. I think we're a little off on Tuesday. I mean, Siegel threw a great punch at us. You know, they just came out after us and they were physical and they just attacked us. And I think our kids, you know, we went down 5 at halftime, and we talked to, you know, in locker room that, gosh, you know, we got to come out and battle. We're kind of letting them dictate to us, and I thought we responded better in the second half. We made some shots, and that kind of turned things around. Which was good because we didn't know how we'd come out after Riverdale, you know. Riverdale's an emotional loss. For whatever reason, we just, you know, we're trying to close the gap on them. They're just so much better than us. And so I was pleased that we did come out Tuesday with a victory after what we experienced on that Friday night.
To be able to make that turnaround, sometimes teams will dwell in that past.
Sure.
Will dwell on a game like that because you get so high for
yeah.
the competition, and then after the loss, it takes a lot to get the balloon back.
Yeah, a lot of wind out of your sail.
Yeah.
They did. You know, I've got good leadership right now in our program. I've got a couple kids that just aren't going to let our kids lay down and die when something doesn't go well. They're going to make sure we, you know, regroup, get focused. So I credit that to you know, several of our players that are just you know, they're just going to get after you day in, day out.
We're talking to Jennifer Grandstaff this morning about the Oakland Lady Patriots. Somebody asked me this question, and I thought I'd ask you the next time I talked to you, and I didn't know it was going to be today. But they find it interesting. You're on the sidelines when you're coaching. Do you see the game better on the floor? I mean, you're like on your knees and looking at the floor that way instead of like sitting or standing. Some coaches have different things. Do you see differently, or is that just something that just kind of came about? Do you know? You don't even realize what you're doing.
No, usually you really don't. Yeah. I mean, you get so involved in the game and every play and every possession that you really don't have a clue what's going on around you or who's with you or what's behind you or what you're doing half the time. So,
coaches' mannerisms are very interesting.
Right.
But you get into a position where you can actually see the floor better, I guess. And maybe
Yes, yeah.
You.
I think it just depends on circumstances, too. You know, a lot of times, well, I don't know. We start out sitting, and then, of course, the game, it gets tense, and then you're in every different position.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I just thought that was an interesting question, and I would ask you that because I can watch Mike, and Mike is up and down, up and down. I mean, he
yeah.
just kind of, you know, walks a pace. But you're either standing or kneeling
squatting.
Or squatting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, you never know what you'll get asked.
That's
on the
right.
show.
You never know.
Who's playing well for you right now? I know that, of course, Emily had her picture in the paper this morning, which
yeah.
was nice to see. You're getting some play out of a lot of good
people.
Oh, yeah.
Last night was a just a great team effort. I thought we've had you know, I got a couple texts from some coaches last night asking who played well, and my response was, honestly, we, you know, everybody really stepped up big last night. You know, our two go-to kids came ready to play, Emily and Ellen, but my heavens, the rest of us just, you know, Caitlin Oliver played great basketball last night. Sylvia Barnes did a great job defensively. Monica Barrett's just been solid for us the last, you know, month and a half. She shot the ball well, but people don't notice about Monica. She's always in the right place at the right time. To me, Monica sees what the other team does as well as what our coaching staff sees it. I mean, she sees it develop before, you know, while it's in progress, and she's able to counter a lot of things because I think she's just smart. Kira House has given us great minutes in the last two ball games. It was big in Siegel, big at Blackman. Caitlin King played well. So, you know, when I look at who's really stepped up, you know, when we get five players on the floor that really step up, then we're really competitive. When we get that one or two kids, it's just, you know, in their own little zone and the other three kids are struggling, you know, we're not real good. And I think over Christmas, I thought we were good at five positions, no matter who was on the floor. And then I thought last night, you know, I saw that same basketball team. I thought we were aggressive. I thought we attacked. I thought we were confident out of all five positions. So when you, anytime you get that in any team, you know, you're going to be pretty competitive.
A lot has been said about last year's team being that, you know, this last year, this team last year was young and they took a few lumps but did win some games and this, that, and the other. Now here they are, more mature, more, yeah, a year later. But, you know, I've seen – we did your very first game of the year, and I've seen a lot of maturity,
yeah,
just in this season. Monica Barrett struggled at times. You know, she may have been in the right place, but she struggled with the shot. All of that's coming around. They're just a lot better than they were back even in November and December.
Yeah, we are a little bit more seasoned. You know, I think the biggest thing you notice if you watched us from last year to this year, I think Emily Eubanks has really gotten a lot better. I think she's learned the game, not looked to force so much, just kind of sat back and got other kids involved instead of just putting everything on, weight of the world on her shoulders and thinking she has to do it. Everything. I think when she relaxes and gets everybody involved, we're a much better basketball team. Again, I think Ellen's just gotten so much better physically, and I think she's gotten so much better in her confidence. You know, Caitlin Oliver's really coming on. The quicker she comes on, the more effective we're going to be. Monica, again, starting to shoot the ball well. Sylvia, she's streaky. She's going to give you three great minutes, then she's going to have a little letdown. Then she's going to come back in, be a little fireball out there for you. And then, again, you know, you look at Kira and Caitlin King. Randy Bivens has come in and given us some really valuable minutes did in the Christmas tournament. I think she's streaky, and I think she'll be much better in years to come. But, you know,
the Shelbyville game, too,
right,
I remember. Yeah.
She was a big plus for us. It's just, you know, you just never know. We are still young. You know, kids are going to step up and have a really good game, and then I think we're going to have a game where they're going to struggle. But, you know, hopefully we'll just keep advancing in the right direction.
Jennifer, this next week, you've got let me see. McGavick tonight, Laverne and Smyrna.
Right.
And then Centennial on the 23rd.
On Monday.
On Monday. So you've kind of got it all crammed up here. Then
we
you
do.
Play Tuesday that night, too.
Yeah, we do. We've got McGavick, then we play Laverne and Smyrna, and then the following week we've got Centennial, Shelbyville, and then we start the district race all over again. So, yeah, we got a lot going on in the next couple weeks.
I was talking to Alan. Some teams have taken a different approach. Some aren't playing, you know, on that Tuesday. Some are. Some are playing on the weekend and then have a little layoff there. But you're playing not only Monday but Tuesday and Friday.
Right.
So you've shoved in a couple of districts.
Not necessarily the way we wanted to do it, but I don't like taking off on a Tuesday. I like for everything to stay as normal as possible. You know, it's just unfortunate that it was the only time we could schedule our Centennial second game with them. It's hard to schedule, you know, it is. It's hard to get all your games in without playing back-to-back on a Monday or Tuesday or a Friday, Saturday. But I am glad we're playing Shelbyville on that Tuesday. I don't like to be off, especially, you know, before we play Riverdale. You can only put so much emphasis on it. If you're off on that Tuesday, then that's all you think about from Monday to Friday. So we need to be playing on Tuesday.
You know, I'm kind of like John Wilde in this. I like getting to January because it's Tuesday, Friday. You know the schedule and the routine. The before Christmas stuff, just because of the way of the nature of it, because you're playing – non-district games, yeah. and you have to play whenever you can find someone to play you, it's made it difficult
it
to
makes
get
it
into
a little
a rhythm.
Hectic. Yeah, yeah, it is very hectic. I'm with you. I love routines. I think our kids like the routine. We know every Tuesday, Friday, it's going to be a district game all the way up until mid-February. And so it's good to just kind of settle in and getting your routine all the way around now.
Well, looking forward to seeing the Lady Patriots and the Patriots here in the coming weeks. And Jennifer, I've talked to everybody this morning about, I know we're a ways away from the district tournament, but girls and boys this year, and it happens to be at Oakland High School, which is a good thing.
Yeah, sure.
I think this may be the most competitive year that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah,
it's going to be
balanced.
Fun basketball.
It really is. Everybody we talk to, you know, it is. I think everybody feels that way. You know, Riverdale is so – they're a little bit above the rest of us, and then you throw the rest of us all in a hat, and you just don't know what's going to happen. You know, that's what we try to talk to our kids about. You know, we're not that team that can come out and play bad and be successful. I mean, it's going to be a barn burner every night. You got to come out ready to compete, and you definitely have to come out and give it your best shot if you do want to have a chance at being successful on that given night. It is. It's just – it's a competitive district. You know, I kind of was killing time yesterday looking up the other districts in the area, and you might have one team that's pretty solid, and then everybody else is battling to be around 500 right now. And in our district, that's not the case. I mean, you know, you're going to get a great team every night, every time you go out and play. So –
well,
it's interesting.
Top three were state ranked, and by the way, congratulations on that. I don't know, you don't think a lot about
right.
that, I'm sure, but to see Oakland in the state's top 10,
sure.
that you know,
it's
that,
been a while.
It has.
Yep.
I mean, of course, Jeff, and before you know, now John and I, we've sat across from you and done interviews where we know it hasn't been the easiest to do. So
sure.
for you and maybe a little for Pierre and for Missy, we're awfully proud for you
and
everything that's going on. And look forward to following the Lady Pats here in the coming weeks.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer. Uh-huh. Jennifer Grandstaff joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. When we return, we're going to talk some Eagle Bowl basketball, and Chris Lynch will join us in just a moment.